Welcome back to Copper Country Today. I'm your host, Rick Allen. You may have seen them around town. If you have, you definitely took note because they're an amazing sight to see. Those are the ladies from 47 North Fusion Belly Dance. I have two of them here right now to talk about it, Allison Mills and Sylvia Frazier. Welcome to the program. How many people are on your dance team?
Right. It kind of changes depending on the season and who's around, but 8 to 10 usually dancers.
Yeah, we have probably another 10 to 20 women who take our classes. So, but it's only 8 or 10 of us that perform regularly.
Are you affiliated with like a larger group or is each dance team independent of themselves?
Yeah, so we are actually associated with Sylvia's studio.
So I own the Superior School of Dance in Hancock. And that is where we rehearse and most of the classes take place for belly dance at this point in time.
Well, one of the things that we're definitely going to talk about on this show is, you know, people's idea of what belly dancing is and then why, you know, the women like to do it. I got the chance this first time see you perform at the roller derby, the Kimono Roller Girls, when they were having a derby up at the Calumet Coliseum there. And I had heard that you were out there, but I had never seen you perform. I was blown away, and I couldn't, you know, believe the audience participation and how much everybody was in on it. And you had people come up and try it out, you know, from all ages too. You had, I think, some, you know, very, very young girls getting up there to do it. It was visually, it was quite amazing, and I just can't imagine what goes into being able to perform like that and do that dancing. Why do it though?
Because it's fun. I mean, definitely. I mean, that's why anybody has a hobby or does art, is because it's, you know, it feeds your soul. And I know for us as dancers, as artists, that's an art form that really resonates with the two of us and with the women that we dance with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got into belly dance late. I've been trained in all, as Allison has, ballet and modern and jazz and hip hop and like all these different styles. I got into belly dance later on as an adult. And I think the appeal for a lot of women is that it's not as... it's not a high impact thing. You don't have to be leaping and jumping and that kind of thing. But it does take a great deal of skill. So it's sort of, it's a brain workout as well as a body workout.
When people come and they go to your dance studio there and they're trying to find out for the first time about this, what misconceptions or ideas are they coming in that, you know, they learn that is not right?
Well, so I think maybe a good place to start with is belly dance is a very feminine dance, especially the way that it is performed in the U.S. And when people see feminine, natural feminine movement, they hypersexualize it. And so a lot of people, I've even had people be like, oh, you're a belly dancer. That's somewhere along the lines of stripping, right? Or burlesque. And it's like, oh, no. You know, and that's the main misconception that we have to deal with, is that because we're belly dancing, it has a lot of other connotations.
Yeah, you mentioned how it's done in the U.S. How is it different in the U.S. as opposed to other places where, you know, belly dancing is considered, you know, I guess I think of gypsies, you know, I mean, Moroccan or type of, you know, in that part of the world when I think of belly dancing. And a trip to Epcot and Walt Disney World, they had Moroccan belly dancers that were there, and that was the first time I had ever seen belly dancing live. So, you know, that immediately my mind goes to that. But it was very much the same, you know, tasteful, very, you know, very beautifully done. I'm not going to lie and say it doesn't look good. It looked very beautiful, but it wasn't. It's done very tastefully and done very artfully.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and maybe a good place for us to start is to talk about why we call ourselves a fusion troupe first, and then we can kind of work our way backwards through kind of a belly dance history primer, because there's tens of thousands of years of history behind this art form. So we call ourselves a fusion troupe because, like Sylvia said, we're both trained as modern dancers, as ballet dancers, and we come to this with a lot of that Western dance vocabulary and knowledge. And we wanted to find a way to express our art through a belly dance form while combining it with a lot of other things. So we're not Lebanese. We're not Egyptian. We're not Middle Eastern by any stretch of the imagination. And belly dance does have its roots in a lot of Middle Eastern folk dances. So that's like when you were saying that it was cool to see so many people of different ages and genders and everybody coming up to dance, that's because belly dance is a social dance. You know, it's something that you would do at a friend's wedding in Egypt. There are a number of gypsy dance forms. Technically speaking, they're not even belly dance, but in the U.S., because so many of these cultures came together, a lot of them have fused, and we've combined them with other art forms. And so that's where the fusion aspect comes in.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I was just going to say, and we want to be very clear to people, like, that this is a fusion of styles, and not this is a very traditional art form that we're presenting super accurately. Like, if they went to Egypt to see some belly dancing, it would not necessarily look the same as what we do, because we do fuse it with other styles and take from different cultures to create kind of our own style as a troupe.
Now, the two of you, you have an extensive background in dancing. Is that required to be able to do this?
Absolutely not. No, we have people who have dance backgrounds that come into it as like a new style, because it is totally different from, you know, ballet or modern or anything like that. And we have some women that come that have never done any type of dance, and they pick it up just as well as anyone else. So no experience required, for sure.
Yeah, sometimes it's easier if you don't have a dance background, because it's a completely different kind of body awareness. Belly dance is all built off of isolation, so you have to learn to move your shoulders separately from your feet, which are keeping different rhythms from your hips and your chest, and you're supposed to have a smile on your face, you know? And it's, yeah, I think it appeals to a lot of different people, and the important thing to us is that even though we're presenting this as a fusion dance, and we're fusing it with our own dance background, we still really value the cultures that belly dance comes out of. So we still make a deliberate point to learn the Arabic rhythms. So we know, in fact, we have live drummers that we play with, so we'll play an Ayyub rhythm, and we'll do a Zar dance. We will try to do some traditional dances, and we haven't gone all Gawazi or anything on this. but we do learn the history of it. I think learning the history of belly dance and why it is performed the way it is in the States now and across the world, really, is pretty important part mm-hmm. of our process.
As when you're doing the dancing, you're not only just providing movements to the music, you're also providing audio as well, as because your outfits provide, you know, some ambiance with the different sounds that you create.
Mm-hmm. We also play an instrument while we dance.
We do.
They're called zills.
Yeah, we haven't done it at the roller derby yet because it's a bit echoey. But we play finger cymbals or zills sometimes, and depending on our costumes, they do jingle, so they can create some percussion sounds with it as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, it looks like a very physically demanding, you know, dance to be able to perform. How do you prepare to do it?
Lots of drills in practice.
Yeah.
All of our troop members are required to come to regular classes to keep up their skills and learn, you know, more complicated layering of different moves and things. And then outside of our regular classes that anyone can come to, we have rehearsals once or twice a week just for the troop members to be learning choreography and dances.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of at-home practicing in front of the mirror.
Yes. Yeah, I'm pretty sure we all do a lot of that as well.
Yeah, if you ever encounter a woman going down the grocery aisle and it looks like she has this like really like concentrated face and her hips are like trying to do a specific rhythm, it's probably because we told them to do that in class.
Yeah.
Because of the demand for it physically, those who seem to be doing it for a long time seem to be in incredible shape. And I don't know what comes first, the chicken or the egg there. Becoming a good belly dancer put you in that kind of shape, or do you need to be in that good of shape in order to do it?
So belly dance is the really cool thing about it as a dance form is any body shape can do it. So we've known and had students and other professional colleagues that are every body shape. Like we've got from super tiny to very large women that can rock it out just as much as the tiny ones. So I think if you're doing it a lot, you are probably going to get into pretty good shape just because it is, you know, it's a really good workout. But you don't have to walk into it being in peak physical condition by any means.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and some of the muscles that you end up working, because of those tiny little isolations, you end up leaving behind what we call like the bully muscles. You know, so you're not using your quads as much, you're not using your glutes as much. Those are muscles that tend to take over like big movements because they're big muscles. That's what they're supposed to do. But when you're staying still and trying to get your body to move in smaller, more deliberate ways, you tend to work smaller, more deliberate muscles. And so you build up a lot of internal strength. So there's a lot of those deep core muscles, a lot of like the hip flexor muscles, some of your back muscles. It's really good for posture mm-hmm. as well.
You had started saying earlier that, you know, the two of you do this because it's fun, and a lot of people do it because it's fun. But do you get a lot of women that do it because it is a good workout?
Oh, certainly, yeah. I think that a lot of people might start coming to class because they think it will be a good workout and then stay because it's fun.
Yeah, and I know, even speaking from my own experience, so I have several old dance injuries. So I've got a low back injury that makes it hard for me to do the ballet and modern that I used to do. And belly dance really helped me heal from that and gives me enough movement so that nothing gets locked up and hurts, but I still get to strengthen all of those muscles.
Now, when you performed at halftime, there were, of course, some very young girls that got up there to participate. As far as your class there, Sylvia, I mean, what's the age range that people can participate?
So we list the class as 14 and up, but we do have some younger dancers that are taking. We got some middle schoolers, like I think the youngest is 12. So we don't usually offer classes for little kids, just because they're very complicated movements and you kind of have to have a little bit more body awareness to be able to pick them up. But we do take some a little bit younger than what it says if I think that they're ready. We do have a few that are ready. So.
Yeah.
All right. Now, how often are you able to dance this way as a performance? Because there would be, you know, some limitations, that I would see is you're not going to be at the Continental Fire Company dancing, you know, doing a belly dance while they're performing, you know, a band's performing on stage.
Well, actually, we do perform at the Continental pretty regularly.
Yeah.
Yeah. that's our primary venue
stage,
for,
though.
Yeah. Well, it's usually just a performance for us. So we take over the whole stage. But yeah, that's actually our main performance space is the Continental.
Sure.
Yeah.
But what about other opportunities? I guess when besides doing the fusion dance troupe, I mean, where else can you do belly dance for fun? I mean,
some of the other places that other people may expect us to be as belly dancers, and you know, we've got people who have asked, they're like, so my Uncle Joe has his 60th birthday party and we really want you to come perform. That's a pretty traditional like cabaret setup. So Egyptian cabaret and Turkish cabaret, American cabaret, that's a specific kind of belly dance. And it is pretty normal because it's meant to be done in social settings. So it's done to celebrate weddings, birthdays, anniversaries. You know, if you're really rich and you want to celebrate a job promotion, I don't know. So those might be places that people would expect to see a belly dancer. But we've kind of drawn the line because the artistic aspect is so important to us that we still want to maintain that performance art mm-hmm. aspect. So we usually try to perform on a stage in front of a traditional audience.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, let's delve into an area I'm not going to know anything about, and that's actually the dancing aspect of it. And for those that are going to be, who are listening, are going to be more knowledgeable about what it takes to be able to do this. When you're teaching somebody, how do you break it down and what do you show?
Maybe a good place to start would be telling everybody that belly dance is kind of a misnomer. We actually do, I mean, even though we use a lot of our core strength, there's actually not a whole lot of belly movement going on. It's not really a hip dance. It's a serious leg workout.
It is, yeah. I mean, a basic class that one of us would teach would, like, start out with just kind of some warm-ups, and we'd work on just isolating different parts of our body. So like doing some shoulder movements to kind of get your shoulders moving separately from the rest of your body, then go into some rib movements, then go into some hip movements to kind of break that down. And then we'd kind of progress and put them together in short combinations and practice maybe doing a shimmy with our hips while moving our arms at the same time. And depending how advanced the class is, you can get more complicated from there with lots of layers like ribs and hips moving at different speeds and then adding arms and then also traveling around the room. But a basic class would be just probably layering one or two things at a time and kind of working on that. It's challenging. We usually just kind of slowly build up the complexity, and then once everyone starts looking really confused, then kind of stop there and bring it back down a little bit.
Yeah, definitely. It's like Sylvia said earlier, it's as much of a brain workout as it is a physical workout. And to me, that's one of the main benefits of belly dance. Is that in order to build up that muscle memory, you have to do it over and over and over again because it builds all of those neural connections down through your body. Mm-hmm. So it literally starts in your mind, you picture what that movement is going to be like, and then you build the cells throughout your body to actually do it, which is really cool.
Yeah, it looks, from the casual observer, it looks like trying to pat your head and rub your belly at the same time without messing that up. You've got body parts moving in different directions and doing different things, and you have to keep that all coordinated. And it looked very difficult, so that's mm-hmm. what I was asking about, breaking that down. What about music? Is there a particular kind of music that makes for good, for belly dance that's better than others?
So my go-to music is Beats Antique, which is a group. They do kind of, I guess, Middle Eastern inspired music, but it's definitely a fusion of modern stuff. And one of their the band members is Zoe Jakes, who's a very well-known tribal fusion belly dancer. So all of their music is really great to belly dance to because she has a hand in making it. So, and she performs belly dance at their concerts. So almost all of my music I use in class is from that group. But you can really, especially if you're doing fusion stuff, which is what we do, you can use pretty much anything. It does have to have a good beat. That's the main thing.
Yeah, rhythm is essential.
Yeah. But we also have live drummers occasionally.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when I saw you at that halftime show, you did one song to Ed Sheeran's Shape of You, which now I can not hear that song without picturing the girls doing the belly dance, because it just seemed to be written for that. When, now that I, I've seen the two together, it's like I can't picture them being separate now.
Yeah, well, and we actually use that song because one of the women in our class and one of our friends actually started using it because she could hear the isolations in it. And so we were working on ribcage isolations at the time, and Rebecca was like, oh my God, I finally, I hear it in the music, I can hear it. And so we decided to, give her a little shout out using the song for our show.
We talked a little bit about the outfit that you wear with the different things that jingle and make all the different noise. What about shoes?
Generally, we dance barefoot. Some traditional forms, they actually dance in high heels. We don't, because we kind of like to be a little more grounded, and with the more fusion stuff that we like to do, wearing high heels would be really difficult.
Yeah, especially with some of our modern fusion, being barefoot makes a big difference. But there are a lot of dancers, even tribal dancers, like if they're doing a lot of spins or they're performing on concrete or on grass a lot, they'll wear like little, footies or something like that. Having painted toenails is a nice addition.
Now, the dance troupe, 47 North Fusion Belly Dance, is this they are at your superior school of dance. Are they them themselves a nonprofit, or is this a class, a money-making class?
So the troupe itself is, we're not like officially a nonprofit, but we kind of are just a separate group. All the money that we make when we perform, when we can charge ticket prices or a cover for when we perform, just kind of, we keep it within the troupe to use to purchase new props or costume pieces as a group. So, we don't pay ourselves for it. We just kind of keep it within the troupe. We're trying to save up some money so that we can bring up some guest teachers to the area, hopefully in the next year or so. But yeah, it's totally separate from any of the actual like classes that we would charge tuition for. So
okay, what dreams do you have for this?
We actually just came back from a workshop 2 weeks ago now. Mm. I was with Donna Mejia, who's a dance professor down at Boulder, Colorado, I think.
Yeah.
And she does a lot of fusion dance and just is really, she doesn't apologize for her art. And we felt really inspired after doing this workshop with her because it, especially for Sylvia and I, we realized how much more of our modern dance we'd be able to weave in, and combining more hip hop movements and experimenting with music a little bit more. So I think that's where we're headed next.
Mm-hmm. And we are hoping to kind of get some sort of annual workshop going in the area that will hopefully draw belly dancers from farther away. There is some belly dance down in Marquette. There's a lot in Wisconsin and Minnesota, and then downstate. We made a lot of connections on our workshop, so we're kind of hoping to get something bigger going on up here at least once a year. Would be really cool.
Mm-hmm. And doing more prop work. That's one of the other things that we mm-hmm. have a lot of fun with. So we do use veils. So we'll dance with chiffon or silk veils. And then we also balance swords on our heads and dance, which is a pretty fun one. So
mm-hmm. We just did that at the last Derby show, and everyone mm-hmm. was pretty impressed with that. That's it usually a crowd pleaser, balancing a sword on your head.
Yeah, and you can do tea trays and vases mm-hmm. and baskets. And there's also a traditional dance called Roxasaya, which is a Southern Egypt dance, or a dance from Southern Egypt that you use a cane. And so we did that during one of our last shows. So incorporating more props, I think, would be pretty fun.
Mm-hmm.
For people that want to get involved in this, what's the best way for them to do that?
So right now, we've got a drop-in class at the Superior School of Dance, in the fall, starting in September, we'll be offering two different belly dance classes that anyone can come to. Allison's going to be teaching a Zills and Drills class, which will be, learning traditional rhythms, and kind of basic drills and layering techniques, and then also for more advanced dancers learning how to incorporate the finger cymbals into their dancing. And then I will be teaching a tribal fusion class for more intermediate dancers, which is kind of that fusing the traditional with the newer styles a little bit more. So we'll be having two classes this year, but those are all through Superior School of Dance. So we've got a website, superiorschoolofdance.com. People can look that up if they're interested in trying out classes at any time.
Is there a cost to join?
For the classes, yes. Generally, our drop-in classes are $11 per class. We also have punch card options and that kind of thing. But yeah, we do have the drop-in fees for classes.
So you have the classes, and then you have the fusion troupe. Well, mm-hmm. do you have auditions for the fusion troupe? What if you have somebody that's pretty good at this and wants to be part?
Yeah, we do hold auditions usually a couple times a year. We've got any up and coming students that are really interested in joining, we will hold auditions periodically for new members to join. I don't think we have any scheduled yet, but probably sometime this fall we'll hold auditions again.
Okay. And once those that are part of the troupe right now, do you pay like membership dues and things? I mean, you got a lot of things that you got to afford.
They have to buy their own costumes.
Okay.
So all of our costumes we have either bought or we've made ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What are some things you may need?
Well, just to take class, not much. Just athletic wear. Come ready to move. Other than that, really nothing for class, although some people like to get the little jingly hip scarves, although we always have lots of extras people can borrow. For if you're joining the troupe, the main cost would just be costuming, which you can be pretty frugal about it, but it's easy to get really carried away when you're making a costume wanting to add more and more stuff. But
well, of course, as we mentioned a couple of times, people have seen you at the halftime show of the Kimono Roller Girls, and you mentioned that you perform at the Continental Fire Company from quite often. Where are some other places people can be able to see it? Because they're going to want to come check you out.
The other place would be when the Superior School of Dance does their shows, our big spring production, which has like all of my students. And then we also have a smaller one in the winter. We usually have one or two pieces in those as well. Those are more for the classes performing, not necessarily the professional troupe. We'll be performing at Parade of Nations on the stage there.
At the Multicultural Festival?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We'll also be performing at the Little Gem Theater this fall, which we're pretty excited about. We're hopefully going to turn it into a family fun day. Our next show is going to be animal themed. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to have balloon animals and hopefully some face painting and some things like that. So people can come out and have a fun time and get to learn some random facts about animals and see some dance interpretation of that.
All right. Well, sounds terrific. I know, you know, a lot of people are being introduced to this for the first time because you don't get to see, you know, performances like this very often in our place up here. So it's awesome. And I encourage people to check you guys out on Facebook. You have a 47 North Fusion Belly Dance Facebook page as well. Some great pictures and things as they're up there. So thanks so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Copper Country Today. We'll be right back.